It was the worst quarterly performance for the U.S. economy in 26 years. Output declined at a 6.2% rate in the October to December period. Last month, the government agency that collects economic data said the fourth quarter decline was a more modest 3.8%. The figures will be revised again next month as more data becomes available. Economists are divided as to whether the pace of output shrinkage is accelerating or stabilizing. The fourth quarter pace of decline was more severe than what most forecasters expected. John Sylvia, chief economist at Wachovia Bank, says the fourth quarter was likely the lowest point of the recession that began in December 2007.
Yeah, I think this is the fourth quarter was the worst quarter in the recession. Each quarter going forward for the next three probably be a smaller negative number.
Sylvia bases his relative optimism on the likely impact of increased government spending that is intended to cushion the economic decline and stimulate recovery.
I would say possibly in the private sector, you're going to have recession. It's only the government spending that really going to get you positive GDP numbers probably by the fourth quarter of this year.
Sylvia spoke on Bloomberg Television. For all of 2008, the U.S. economy registered a 1.1% advance due mainly to significant growth in the second quarter of the year. An overall decline is expected for 2009. Bad as the U.S. numbers are, they are even worse in Japan. The Japanese economy, the second biggest, is contracting at a 10% rate in the latest period. The global downturn is impacting all of the major industrial economies, with Europe, North America, and Japan all registering output shrinkage. Leaders of nations comprising 80% of global output, the Group of 20, will meet April 2nd in London to discuss coordinated measures to lift the global economy out of its worst downturn in 60 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.